ways to make it more wearable is to bend it backwards and forwards to make it soft. Now again, there's a shadow of habit, because since you're softening leather, you're making the leather softer, that could be a problem of habit. Right, so that's what we said. So these shoe trees, depends on what situation you're in. If the shoe is bent out already and you're doing it through a sack in it, that's a problem of habit. Could be a sharp back or patch. The shoe's not wearable as well, it's bending. And now you flatten it out, that could be a problem of micropantish. If we said, the bias, if the shoe is okay, you just want to keep it in position, it's really okay, being in a wet, and the shoe's a bit wet, you don't want it to bend up. The bias is fine as it is, but to put a shoe tree inside the pot, so all it's doing is to preserve it, and that's mutter to do. Preservation is mutter. That's more or less what we said last time. And then we spoke about polishing shoes, that was also interesting. And we said the issue of ma'abed is to enrich the leather. So if a person uses a polish which is greasy, it's a thick shoe polish which is greasy, that enriches the leather, that is a problem of ma'abed. The liquid that we use, the mice, I don't think it does that problem. It doesn't really enrich the... Well, yeah, it could be one of the ways. Another problem might be a shadow of Sevea. One other problem was there was another problem of Marea, sometimes with the shoe polish itself. Not the liquid one, the cream one is a problem of Marea. Mice, the shoe polish is not allowed to be done. It's more shadow of Sevea. Even the normal shoe polish, the liquid one that you got, by rubbing it over the shoe, you bring out the shine in the shoe. And that is, even though it's black already, but to make it blacker is a problem of Sevea, therefore it should not be done on Shabbos. Okay, that's what we spoke about last week. Now, as we learn Ma'abit, most of us thought, where's Ma'abit coming to Shabbos? It's not really the Ge'er, because it's Ma'abit. Which is true, strictly speaking, we haven't really got this concept of Ma'abit. The only case where we've got this, the only time really where it is applicable, it's a big partial itself, is where it comes to sorting foods or picking foods. What happens when a person picks a food? That's Shabbat. So pickling foods, I mean, I don't know what you do exactly. It looks like either you put it in salt, or you put it in brine. I mean, I don't know what pickling people do used to. For Pesach, I don't think we do this. We don't really do this so much anymore now. It's pickling food. It's a preservation way of doing it. It's not really, this part of the Ma'abit motion is not so much. We'll see about sorting. But pickling was also a big parasha. Certainly people used to for Pesach. I say nowadays, the only pickling I know is taking, and this is an interesting question, you take a cucumber out of the jar, take your pickled cucumber out of the jar, and you say you don't want it anymore. Can you put it back in the jar?
Yeah,
because
I'm doing the extra cucumber.
Right, it's now being pickled, it's staying
pickled. It's not going to get more pickled.
Ah, very good. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see. That's very good. Yeah, once it's pickled, it's pickled.
It's not bad.
Yeah, once it's pickled, the pickle, you say. Once it's pickled, it's pickled. That's it.
You're a pickle, that's pickled.
You're in a pickle.
He's in a pickle, that's what I'm saying.
So pickling foods. So the rice is one in Shabbos. One said in Shabbos, cook has a race. Also, the person mustn't salt a radish. Shabbos. Now, the Shabbos, why not? Well, I'm going to start from the beginning. The rice says you mustn't salt a radish on Shabbos. Let me show you about, I'm going to show you about also. Yes, Reim Shem Ma'abit. Rashi learns that Issa is this Ma'abit. What is Ma'abit? Ma'abit is you preserve something. What happened was, when we said right at the beginning, the leather, when it comes off the animal, it's very highly perishable. It gets ruined very easily. So in order to stop it being ruined, what they do is they put it in brine, they put it in solution, strong solution, that apparently dries it out and preserves the hide, the skin. Therefore, Rashi learns this, by preserving a food, by making the food last longer than it could have beforehand, is very similar to it. And therefore, it comes up with the same issue. Even though Minatora ain't ibud ba'ichin, or the Gemara says ain't ibud ba'ichin, Minatora is no ibud, but Midrabonon, it resembles very much the idea of ibud. It resembles very much this idea of tanning, and therefore, we don't let you do this on Shabbos. We don't let you put it in on Shabbos. We don't let you pickle it. Pickle it can be done a number of ways. You put it into a brine solution, you can put salt on it, you can salt it to make it, that also dries out the moisture and makes it preserve much longer. That's also a problem.
Although salting meat on the altar is a way of making it check the him and then salt it, there's no issue there.
Yeah, I must say, we did speak about this last week, it's too shy we asked it, because the mushroom we spoke about mafshits last week. Skinning an animal is not allowed to be done. So normally we speak about skin on a chicken or fish. Once the skin of fish has been cooked, there's no mafshit. The problem is, what happens to the mushroom if a woman wants to repair raw fish on the altar? She wants to skin a salmon, she wants to cook a salmon on the altar. So she wants to skin it. So she skins it, takes off the skin. Is that from a mashit?
No.
Why not?
That's the
deal.
That's
the deal.
That's
the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's the deal.
You have to sort it
away
and make it
kosher
as well.
It depends if you're doing it. For who's you sorting out of? You mean how you eat it? How you eat it?
Why are you sorting it?
No, how you eat it? You're shepherding on half of it. I won't eat it. You have to sort it out.
You have to.
So he's asking, sorry, why is that should be a problem?
It's not the zman. Pickling is the zman, right? He is salting it because he
eats
it.
No, that's not right. I need you straight away. That. If you don't eat
that's
it straight away,
that's
the problem.
Pickling? Even if you're eating it
2 minutes
later?
2 minutes later, but I don't have the first one, this you're
eating
2 minutes later.
Half an hour later. Oh,
I mean,
it's
all right,
it's
leech
half an hour.
Yeah.
It's
a bit of time. It takes a bit of time, it doesn't go straight away.
Not pickling.
That you have to know. You have to know how you do leech half an hour, you're asking. I have a cash, you should be able to do it. Because you know, that would really sound like
mashing. Now, it must be allowed to
say. Yeah, unless it's the same head to mash it, contact. Unless the same head to mash it. If you're allowed to skin it.
Why
it's
the vegetable butter, it's not called the reason of.
I'm afraid that's every mash like that. It's a good kasha. I don't know how that's managed. Malika, no, I'm sorry, I'm not sure.
Malika,
no.
That's
it. It's not. If you're allowed to do mash, you're allowed to show it, and you're allowed to mash it. You have to do mash. You're not having to do that, but the mindset resembles it very much like what it's also to do. The Rambam learns the Issa is like Bishul. It resembles the Issa of Bishul. What's the Bishul? Why does it resemble Bishul? It's similar to cooking. In both cases, the quality of the item has changed. You change an item from a raw state to something else. So the Rambam learns that sorting the food is very similar to that, and everyone wants to do it. Okay, so Machlokes whether it's Bishul or whether it's Mabit.
Like fish is
there,
but herring is also
what's sorting. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, actually, no, I think that also might make it become a yom tov. If you learn the issus of bishul, then yom tov is mutter. And here, that's an extra card. Not contact with actually. If you learn the issus of ma'abe, then it won't be mutter on yom tov, maybe. If you learn the issus of bishul, then the chayim on yom tov is mutter. So I think then we can turn on this as well. I have to check it out. Yeah, it's an interesting point we're asking about there. But that's the melacha of their of so the kids, whatever it is in Ossi. So it's putting something into a salt solution or putting it into a brine solution, anything which is strong and it preserves it is awesome. Therefore, what comes out of the wash of radishes, onions, anything like that, meat and fish, herring, which you put in, all these things, they're preserving it. That is not allowed to be done on Shabbos.
To preserve it?
Meister, we suppose Martin, you don't do it for preservation. Meister, we ask you even not for preservation. You don't have to see it. You eat it straight away, that's what it's about. Even if you're not doing preservation, as Mr. Rohit Sheikh Kavanov, Mr. Rohit says that's also awesome to do. I can't find it. As far as I remember, Mr. Rohit says this.
Only salt.
And which is strong. Anything which has got koya to preserve it, brine.
Lemon juice.
It preserves like lemon juice. I don't know if it's normal to do that. It has to be something normal. It has to be something that's normal to preserve it. I don't know if preserve it as a lemon juice.
You have lemon juice on a price of a car to keep it and going.
Yeah, but that's what most people don't preserve. People don't preserve for a long time for a lemon juice. That's what happens to the normal barrel. It's a normal barrel.
How
do they
your colors? Salt
in the chicken soup. It's not no vegetables. It's not vegetables. Vegetables or meat. I mean, on your potatoes, you want to prepare your potatoes.
Potatoes.
When you eat them, anyway.
You're going to eat it. It's not like it's a pot. You put it into soup. Think it's a soup, which is stirs it. So you'll need a bit of time. Mice is raw, I don't know why it's wrong. Ask why. Why is that different?
What's that?
Why to put it into chocolate, Moshman? Wants to put it into chocolate.
You're not pickling.
I think even if you put it on a you take a radish, you want to make it salty because you like the taste of salt.
That's how you pickle.
I think the point is not there for pickling, Master. You don't pickle chocolate.
You don't pickle chocolate.
It's not there for pickling chocolate. Anything's not there to pickle. The Moshman, I'll tell you an example of what he's saying. I'll tell you why the answer is what he's saying. The marshal, are you allowed to put salt, the marshal, on a cucumber that's taken the skin off? Without it. Because it's not a normal way to pickle a cucumber without the skin on. The normal way of pickling is to pickle only with the skin on. Or what about the tomato that's cut in half, and you pickle it and you put salt on it, it's no problem. Because that's not the normal derech.
That's the taste.
The radish could be all cases. I don't know if a radish only when it's whole radish. I don't know what a mesias is. But it has to be there, so if it's talking about chocolate, no one pickled, no one pickles chocolate, no one preserves chocolate that way.
That's human taste.
It means something you might do with pickling though.
Yeah,
a radish, that's the correct answer. It has to be, it's a derech to do that sort of thing for pickling. If it's not a derech to do pickling, that's all right.
Only for Shabbos or includes Yom Tov as well?
That's a good question actually, I'll tell you. Pickling pasta is also Yom Tov as far as I've seen. I want to say, I don't know, you can see about salt water is different, not to talk about pickling, as far as I know, because I've got a lot of homework to do, I don't see
the place. I think we're asking if you can use for carrot.
It's a good thing, stop it.
Yeah, but you don't put salt on things.
You have it straight away, like eating straight away.
So now, why are you asking? You're asking about Yom Tov, pickling on Yom Tov.
I want to know whether I can put the cucumber back in the jar.
Putting it back in the jar, that's takamutter. That the first thing says mutter. You buy cucumbers in the jar, it's going to be pickled. Yeah, that's true. If it's in the middle of the pickling pro, you've got cucumbers at home, you're pickling yourself.
Exactly.
And you take it out, see what it tastes like. It's nice and good. To put it back in, that's not a loss to that. That's a loss to it. If it's in the middle of the pickling process, it hasn't finished being pickled yet. And you take it out, it tastes, the mice will taste, it's no good.
It's cooking.
And to put it back in again, that's like no good. We're talking about the washing bags and whatever these cucumbers are, the pickled cucumbers. A person takes one out and says, you can't do that anymore, put it back. Can you put it into the juice? That is mutter. This is fibers over here. This is the mufur shalach over here. Return in the pickles. That's over here. That the mufur shalach is mutter. The hashim and the fwayim should nikkush you call sorkan of nikkush also to put pickles back into their juice. Rabbis Gretta is mutter. It's like a bit like bishlach bish. Once that is being pickled, you can't pickle again. So it's a raw ain kamisha after kamisha. We don't find a new gazelle. It looks like a pickling. Once it's been pickled, the mice has no issa to put it back in. Herring and things like that. It's also what's to put it back into the vinegar if it's already been kosh. Ain kosh after kosh. We don't make anything there, so you don't have to worry about your numbers. Took too many out, you can put it back in again. That's all right. Who had in, besides this issa of putting into a pickle solution, to salt food is also problematic. Salting. While may not salt vegetables, as this resembles my habit, also often the skill to
pickle vegetables.
What?
As a rule. One does not pickle vegetables as a rule. Pickling is something you leave in there for a substantial amount of time in order to affect the food and change it. Like herring, people want to pickle it out.
and meat, there are onions, those things. Now, there's another thing now, salt, which is also true. Salt also is an interesting thing. As mice, they used to sprinkle salt on leather, you see, on the skins, or to dry out. It's also a way of doing it. So, the mice are here, a vegetable that also could be a problem here, if you salt it. Again, it has to be something which is the normal way of doing it. Marshall, I said to you before, sliced tomatoes, people don't salt normally. It wasn't the normal way of preserving it by salting it. Maybe a whole tomato, maybe they did. But something which is not whole, that's not a problem. I mean, even onions, half onions looks like people do, but tomatoes and cucumbers looks like, either they did whole tomatoes or cucumbers, they did with a peanut. The peanut's not on, it's not a problem. One final thing to start with, salt water is also interesting. That's the Machab over here. The Machab says, well, a person should prepare salt water on Shabbos. What's wrong with salt water? Again, salt water is the same thing. Normally, a preparation of salt water signifies you're going to put something into it to preserve it. So Chazal asked even making the solution of salt water on Shabbos. That's an interesting thing. Whether this applies to Yom Tov with the salt water, that's an interesting point, actually. There's a dear kid, Mishnah Brewer, I'm not sure about this point, that's why I want to check it out. Mishnah Brewer, Top Ayin Gimel, Sir Kot Chavadov. I mean, where do we make salt water? We don't really have salt water. We make it on Seder night. We look at Loshka Mishnah Brewer, Top Ayin Gimel, Sir Kot Chavadov. It's an interesting dear kid. And Mishnah Brewer says, Top Ayin Gimel, Chavadov. Tell me if I'm wrong here, but Mishnah Brewer says, talking about Mei Melach, in Chol Shabbos, if Pesach was on Shabbos, Yasa Mei Melach could be Shabbos. But the Yasa was Shabbos. He shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Mishnah Brewer's mashma, there's only a problem on Shabbos itself. It looks like from the Mishnah Brewer, not is not a problem. Yeah. So your question about this Issa of making Mei Melach, certainly there's a problem over here, because there's only a problem on Shabbos. Maisa Alas Lechoyot on this. If you look in the Chai Odom, and others, they say it's a problem in the Yom Tov. They say it's a problem in the Yom Tov. Mishnah Brewer's mashma, it's only a problem on Shabbos, but the Chai Adam and the kids of the Shabbos also, I think, as far as I remember, they also say it's a problem in the Yom Tov itself. So this point's a problem. When they're all sorting, all picking, it's a problem in the Yom Tov, I'm going to check out. Okay? I'll stop there.
If you look at a few graphs, I'm going to
Up and down. Yes, no.